AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. No charges will be filed against a Chicago police officer in the shooting death of a black man in October 2014. Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez released a grainy nighttime dash cam video showing Officer George Hernandez firing at 25-year-old Ronald Johnson, who was holding a loaded pistol as he ran away from police.
He was running towards a police vehicle containing two other responding officers and unknown members of the public inside that park. Furthermore, Johnson could have easily turned around and quickly fired at the officers pursuing him or even fired as he ran.
An assistant state attorney says Johnson ignored orders to stop and drop the gun. He had also been in a physical confrontation with one of the officers a short time before the shooting. San Bernardino County government offices have reopened 5 days after the shootings. It left 14 people dead, 21 others wounded. Trudy Raimondo, head of the county health department, says she and other survivors will remain strong.
We will get through this day by day, minute by minute, if we need to. But we will heal, we will rebuild. And we will be stronger when we get to that other side.
Investigators continue to look into what led Tashfeen Malik and her husband, Saeed Farooq, to attack his co-workers. An FBI official in California says the Bureau believes they had been radicalized for some time. Six of the 21 people injured in the attack are still hospitalized, two in critical condition, four others in fair or good condition. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump wants a, quote, complete and total ban on Muslims entering the United States. In a statement released by his campaign, Trump says his proposal is in response to the level of hatred among, quote, large segments of the Muslim population toward Americans. This is AP Radio News. The White House accuses Republicans of endangering national security as members of both parties battle over the budget on Capitol Hill. Mark Smith has more.
Days before a Friday deadline, lawmakers are still squabbling over details of a full year's spending bill, even though the totals were agreed on 6 weeks ago. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama won't agree to another stopgap spending bill that would fund the Pentagon and Homeland Security at last year's levels. And Earnest says it's not enough to battle today's threats.
It's only going to underfund our national security efforts. Seems like a pretty bad time to be doing that.
While Republicans have given up trying to defund Planned Parenthood and parts of Obama's health law, they're still pressing to end the ban on crude oil exports and curb new environmental rules. Mark Smith at the White House.
A Connecticut man, Amador Medina, described as a Santeria priest, has agreed to go to Massachusetts to face accusations that he stole skeletons from a mausoleum in one of those towns. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.